Blog Talk Radio.
Talking political news, cultural topics, and a little witchy stuff, too. This is Conservative Cauldron Radio with your host, Becky Noble. And now, here's your conservative Wiccan, Becky Noble.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Thank you for hanging out and chilling with me on this fabulous Friday morning. TGIF, the weekend is upon us, people. Can you believe it? Here we are. Again, thanks so much for joining me today. You are listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I am Becky Noble. And I guess you've noticed there's a few changes going on around here. And before I get to everything else that we have to get to, I've got a ton of stuff today. And even though I got a ton of stuff today, I got some stories that were, that I've been saving, that I've been hanging on to, because I think they're worth talking about. They're a couple of weeks old maybe, but I think they're worth looking into and talking about. I'm going to take care of a little housekeeping here before we get going. Of course, before I take care of the housekeeping, I will tell you that you can call in here and talk to me. The phone number is 347-857-2620, 347-857-2620. And, of course, the chat room is always open for your convenience. If you want to go that route, you can do that as well. But before we get going here, before I get started here, I just want to say that Conservative Cauldron Radio is, there's lots of exciting things happening. There's lots of really, really cool stuff going on that I am super excited about. Recently, within the last, month and a half, 2 months, Conservative Cauldron has been being heard on internetconservativeradio.com. The website for that, of course, is conservativeradionetwork.com. And Conservative Cauldron Radio was picked up by ICRN, and they are broadcasting the show. Usually it airs later on today, I believe at 2 p.m. on Conservative Cauldron Radio Network. Easy for me to say, conservativeradionetwork.com. And they rebroadcast again at 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Long story short, Monday through Saturday, usually at 2 p.m., conservativeradionetwork.com rebroadcasts the latest episode of Conservative Cauldron Radio. And so I've been really excited about that and really glad that I can reach a whole new set of listeners and just get out there more and more. And so that's been really cool. Well, I don't know if you have anybody that has gone on Facebook, Twitter, anything like that. There is an even bigger, better, cooler, exciting thing that is going to take place starting on, of all days, July 4th. That is, a month from tomorrow. And what is happening is that conservativeradionetwork.com is joining forces with Red Nation Rising Radio Network, and we're just going to be one big happy family. And Red Nation Rising Radio again launches on July 4th. That is a month from tomorrow, and it's going to be so jam packed. We are going to be one of the biggest conservative internet radio networks in the nation. And I am just so pumped and so excited, just ready to jump out of my skin. I'm so excited about this. And you are going to find not just myself, but you are going to find so many more talented conservatives, awesome conservatives on Red Nation Rising Radio Network starting on July 4th. You will hear the one and only Wayne Dupree. You will hear Daniel Stafford, the Stafford voice. You will hear the Vito and Vito show. You will hear Gene Birardelli and Behind Enemy Lines. You will hear Cowboy Logic Radio. You will hear, it would take me the entire hour to tell you all of the cool people that you are going to hear on Red Nation Rising Radio Network. And as you could probably tell by the intro here, we're doing some new things. We're incorporating some new ideas, some new things into the shows. But there's, like anything that's new, there's some bugs that we got to work out. So, you know, please bear with us while we work those bugs out. But we will do that. And like I said, starting July 4th, you are going to have one of the biggest, if not the biggest, conservative internet radio networks in the nation. And you're going to have all these great, talented, awesome radio hosts and talk radio shows right at your fingertips, all in one place. And I am just ecstatic that conservative Cauldron Radio is going to be a part of this. And you know, I'm feeling like, wow, I'm in the company of some really amazing, talented people, and wow, I got to step up my game here. I gotta get things going a little bit better, you know. But so we're going to be doing some new things. You might notice some additions and subtractions and things like that. But and again, there's a few bugs that need to be worked out. But by all means, hang around, because it is going to so be worth it. It is going to so be well worth it. I can't wait for Red Nation Rising to flip the switch and get going. And I'm sure I speak for all of my fellow radio hosts when I say, man, we are pumped, we are primed and ready. So I'm really happy and excited to announce that today. But of course, as always, we have a ton of other stuff to get into today. And even though I got a ton of stuff here to get into, I got some other things that I've been kind of hanging on to for a couple of weeks. And so maybe we'll just do a little house cleaning here and get to everything and get to everything that needs to be touched upon and looked at. Of course, I think right now, first and foremost, within the last day or so, well, let me preface it with this. The last round of primaries will take place next Tuesday, June the 7th. And while we're hearing so much about California on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, there are four other states that are having primaries on June the 7th. In addition to California, they are Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. And, you know, of course, the big enchilada, of course, is California. They have by far the most delegates to be won. And so both candidates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, are stumping through California. I'm kind of thinking, hey, if I lived in those four other states, I'd be like, you know, I'd be over here waving my arms, woo, over here, don't forget about me. But so I'm sure they're not. But all of the news basically is coming out of California right now. And well, the big news is what's going on at all the Donald Trump rallies. And I think one of the biggest things, one of the most visible, I guess, most recent, most visible, went on at a rally in San Jose, California. I believe this was last night at a Donald Trump rally there in San Jose. And it seems that wherever Donald Trump is and wherever he goes and his supporters follow to listen to him, and he holds events and rallies and things of that nature, that, well, protesters are sure to follow. And, you know, no one, including myself, no one has a problem with peaceful protests. This is America. That's what we do. If we don't agree with something, we are able to stand up and say, hey, I disagree with you, and here's why. We're able to do that. And ideally, that should start a debate, a civilized debate between two groups, what have you, of opposing viewpoints. But that's not what's going on here. What's going on here, you know what? I'm going to call it what it is. I think what's going on here is domestic terrorism. let's call it what it is. Let's call it what the elephant in the room. These are domestic terrorists who are showing up at Donald Trump rallies. They are, well, the latest escapades, in addition to, you know, engaging the police and law enforcement and things of that nature. They have since graduated now, they have since graduated from engaging the police, smashing car windows, things of that nature. Well, now they are throwing eggs at protesters, and they're throwing eggs at women and children. They are, let's see, I have a report here from Newsmax, and I printed it out here last minute here. It says here about 300 protesters, I believe. No immediate reports of any injuries or any major property damage. That is from the San Jose police. But it says police stood their ground at first, but after about 90 minutes, moved into the remaining crowd to break it up and make arrests. At least four people were taken into custody, though police did not release any arrest figures, the total amount of protesters who were arrested. Some of the protesters banged on the cars of Trump supporters as they were trying to leave the rally. Some were actually chased on foot. And according to San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, he says, quote, our police officers have done an extremely courageous and professional job so far. This was a quote from the mayor to the Associated Press. He went on to say, we are all still holding our breath to see the outcome of this dangerous and explosive situation. Keep in mind now that the mayor of San Jose is not only a Democrat, but he is also a Hillary Clinton supporter. He criticized Trump for coming to cities and igniting problems that local police departments have to deal with. He went on to say that, quote, at some point, Donald Trump needs to take responsibility for the irresponsible behavior of his campaign. They expect more rallies and going with it, more protests to be held to happen on Friday. He will be in Redding today. That is about 150 miles north of Sacramento. And Donald Trump got at the rally on Thursday night. He did get in a few digs at Hillary Clinton. He said calling her speech on foreign policy earlier in the day pathetic and sad to watch. You know, a lot of these protesters are young people, and I will contend, I believe, that a lot of them are being paid. I'm sure that there are people who feel the same way. Maybe some conservative news outlets, some conservative investigative reporters, and I would hope that maybe that they are on the case to actually find this out, and because we know that the media is not going to make any attempt to look into any sort of suspected escapades, shall we say, but one of the students that are students. It's been a long week. One of the protesters that was interviewed here during the protest, a 22-year-old by the name of Adam Rivas. He's a community college student, born and raised in San Jose. He had a sign that read "Dump Trump." He said that he was particularly disturbed by Trump's remarks about Mexicans. He said, quote, for anyone Mexican here he bashes, there are about 20 Mexicans out there who are hardworking and just doing their job. And you know what? He's right. He's right. There are. On the other side of that coin, and I'll get to that in a minute, on the other side of that coin, Trump supporter Debbie Tracy, a U.S. Navy veteran from San Jose, she came to hear Donald Trump speak. She left the rally with two hats and a T-shirt and a handful of signs that said Veterans for Trump. Passing in front of a wall of protesters, many chanting in Spanish, she said that she supported Donald Trump's call for a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. She said, quote, I'll go help build the wall because if you're going to come to this country, land of opportunity, you should be here legally, she said. This young college student that they interviewed, you know, that's the thing. He's right. He's right. There are probably many more people coming into this country, albeit illegally, who are not criminals, who are not rapists, who are not killers, who are not any of the things that Donald Trump mentioned back last June when he announced that he was running for president. But here's the problem. You're not hearing about those people. Those people are afraid of being caught when all they want to do here, let me put it another way, when they came here precisely for the reason to work, the problem that they are here illegally is just that. It remains a problem. But with open borders, with a completely open southern border, all of those other people that Donald Trump is talking about are also coming in. And you know, we've heard this all before. We've heard it all before, the drain on the education system, the drain on benefits, the drain on the healthcare system, all of those things, not to mention the drain on law enforcement and trying to catch all these folks who are committing crimes in addition to entering the country illegally. But, you know, one of the things that strikes me about this is that, again, America is a land of free speech. America is a land of being able to say what you want and being able to stand up and say, hey, I disagree with you and here's why. But and all of these protesters are going to be the first ones to stand up and yell and scream and holler about their First Amendment right to free speech. Okay, first of all, if you are in this country illegally, you really don't have that right. But that's a whole nother ball of wax. But if you are demanding your First Amendment, if you are demanding your freedom of speech rights, but you are trying to drown out those people who have a different opinion, those people who have a differing point of view, you are denying them their freedom of speech. You are denying them their First Amendment rights. So if we're going to follow this air quote, logic, do they not have the right to protest back? Do they not have the right to jump up and down and yell and scream right back at you and say, hey, you're denying us our First Amendment rights. You're denying us our freedom of speech. Yeah, they do. They absolutely have that right. But the problem with that is then you have a riot, basically. And which I think a lot of these protesters, you know what, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say, yeah, there is probably sprinkled in this mob of people, there is probably a few people here and there who are just there to have their voice heard, who are just there to say, I disagree with Donald Trump and his supporters, and here's why. But the problem with that is that there's not enough of them. There are more people who are, and again, I suspect that a lot of them are being paid. Is it by George Soros operatives? Is it by SEIU and other union types like that? We don't know. We may find out in the coming days and weeks that in fact, but right now, I don't know that is the case. There are more people who are there basically to cause trouble than people who are there wanting to exercise their basic fundamental right to free speech and say, I disagree with you and here's why. Whether or not Donald Trump should be held accountable for this, the only thing I will say about that, I think, is that if someone is doing all these things in the name of Hillary Clinton, is Hillary Clinton responsible for any kind of violence? And I'm going to get into that because there is a little bit of chaos going on with the Democrats, and because they keep trying to swat Bernie Sanders away, and he just keeps coming back for more. Personally, I love it. I like anyone who is going to make Hillary Clinton's life a living hell. But if someone is committing those kinds of crimes and engaging in those kind of activities, and if they're asked why they're doing it or anything like that, and the answer to that is, well, I'm doing it in the name of victory for Hillary Clinton or something along those lines, is Hillary Clinton responsible for the actions of those people? It's a fine line, because Donald Trump is, for a lot of people, Donald Trump is a breath of fresh air. and he is saying a lot of things that people have felt like that they have not had a voice in the last 7 years finally feel like they do. And I'm going to get into that. We're going to talk about the possible third party candidate run. And I've got a great clip of Donald Trump pretty much calling the media out and you know, all of the comments and things like that surrounding that. So I'm going to take a short break here. And again, I've got a ton of stuff to get to. And please stay right where you are. Do not go anywhere. I will be right back. You are listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I'm Becky Noble. Thanks for hanging out with me today.
The Gavin Mitchell Show.
It's summertime again, ladies. Time to break out those sandals and give your toenails a little TLC. The nail technicians at Friendly Nails in Cleburne, Texas are ready to provide you with professional and friendly service. From manicures to pedicures and a variety of specialized services such as acrylic nails, facials, and waxing. Custom designs and a variety of stones to accent your nails are also available. The technicians at Friendly Nails are all licensed and trained in the latest technology and have experience applying every kind of polish on the market. So stop by and be treated like royalty. Relax in their massage chair and unwind. Full body massage therapy is also available by appointment only. For all you guys wanting to give your special lady a little treat, $50 gift certificates are available now for $40, and anyone who mentions hearing about Friendly Nails on the Gavin Mitchell Show or KLIF will get $10 off any $50 purchase. Friendly Nails is open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 180 North Ridgeway Drive in Cleburne, Texas. Call them at 817-641-3400. Walk in are welcome.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-525-8479 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-525-8479 to take your call now. Call 1-800-525-8479. That's 1-800-525-8479. Again, 1-800-525-8479.
Do you need residential or commercial roof repairs, maintenance, or replacement in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? J-Bo Roofing has over 35 years of experience in the industry, and they have the know-how to keep you dry and comfortable. J-Bo Roofing also offers a roofing system that is warrantied against hail of any size. And this is a no-excuse warranty. J-Bo Roofing doesn't want their customers to cringe every time it hails. They want customers to have complete confidence that their roofing system is going to stand up to the task. Basically, J-Bo Roofing wants to stop the insanity, lifetime roofing period. Re-roof once and be done. A J-Bo Roof product is aesthetically pleasing and tougher than anything you can find. A J-Bo Roof is so nice your neighbors will want it. J-Bo lifetime roofing systems are strong as steel, tougher than hail, and guaranteed. So it'll be the last roof you put on your house. Looking for a price? Get a no-cost, no-obligation quote today at jabeau.com. That's jabeau.com. J-Bo Roofing. Your long-term satisfaction is their immediate goal.
Twisted Roads Trading Post in Crowley, Texas is your premier biker apparel, leather, and accessories store. Stop in and visit with brothers Ron and Carl Phillips. Twisted Roads Trading Post carries leather jackets, chaps, vests, accessories, gifts, and more. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Sundays, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Got a motorcycle or truck to sell? Their park and sell lot is now available and anxious to show off your ride. Visit us for sewing, embroidery, and t-shirt printing services. Airbrush services by our friends at Kingdom Custom Creations are also available throughout the week. Call today or visit TwistedRoadsTradingPost.com or find and like them on Facebook. Located west of Crowley on FM 1187, then south on FM 1902. Go 1.3 miles and look for the flags. 817-768-8761. That's 817-768-8761. Twisted Roads Trading Post. If the flags are flying, we're open.
Let's get back.
We're back. You're listening to, well, not Gavin Mitchell, but you should listen to him. He is on KLIF in the Dallas, Texas area, so check him out. You are listening right now, Cauldron Radio. I am Becky Noble. Thank you very much, everyone, for hanging out with me today. Again, if you missed it at the top of the show, we're going through some growing pains here, as you can probably tell, going through some changes here at Conservative Cauldron Radio. Starting on July 4th, conservativeradionetwork.com, where you can currently hear rebroadcasts of Conservative Cauldron Radio, Monday through Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Time. We are going to be joining forces with Red Nation Rising Radio Network, and it is going to be so cool. We are going to be one of the largest, if not the largest, conservative internet radio network in the nation, and there is going to be a ton of cool people on the network. You are going to hear Wayne Dupree. You are going to hear Daniel Stafford in the Stafford voice. You are going to hear the Vetoes, the Veto and Veto show. You are going to hear Gene Berardelli in Behind Enemy Lines. You are going to hear Cowboy Logic Radio. You are going to hear Conservative Commandos. You are going to hear, it would take me the rest of the hour to tell you all of the cool things that are going to be happening. But again, like I said, as with all changes and growing pains come some bugs, and we will be working those out as best we can so that no one is inconvenienced or confused in any way. Although it might be the next month or so might be a little confusing for myself and my fellow hosts, but you know, we'll muddle through it and we'll do the best we can, and we'll keep doing what we do so that you guys will keep coming back and keep listening and keep hearing what we have to say, keep hearing our message, because that's what we want to do ultimately is get that conservative message out there and get it. We don't want to just be preaching to the choir. We want some new converts. Starting July 4th, we will be able to reach a whole new audience, a whole new set of Americans that we can take that conservative voice to. And so I'm completely excited about it. And I'm sure I can speak safely for all of my fellow hosts when I say I'm sure they're all pretty pumped and excited as well. So anyway, we were talking about all of the protests. I think it's domestic terrorism myself, but you can call it what it is. All of the goings on at Donald Trump rallies. And, you know, I have a couple of clips here. This took place last weekend, and this was on CNN. This is a guy by the name of Brett Stevens. He is a Wall Street Journal reporter. And he was talking with Fareed Zakaria on CNN. And I can assume by this clip that Brett is one of those never Trump people. And you know what? That's fine. Be a never Trump. God bless America. You can do that, and nobody's going to stop you. But some of the things that he has to say it's the essence, I think, of what attracts so many people to Donald Trump. This is Brett Stevens with Fareed Zakaria last weekend on CNN. Let's listen.
You've written eloquently against Donald Trump from the beginning. The rest of the Republican establishment has pretty much collapsed and surrendered and entered his not particularly warm embrace.
Yeah.
Are you going to vote for Donald Trump in the fall?
I most certainly will not vote for Donald Trump. I will vote least left-wing opponent to Donald Trump, and I want to make a vote to make sure that he is the biggest loser in presidential history since, I don't know, Alf Landon or going back further. It's important that Donald Trump and what he represents, this kind of ethnic, quote, conservatism or populism, be so decisively rebuked that the Republican Party and Republican voters will forever learn their lesson that they cannot nominate a man so manifestly unqualified to be president in any way, shape, or form. So they have to learn a lesson in the way perhaps Democrats learned a lesson from McGovern in 72. George Will has said, let's have him lose in 50 states. Why not Guam, Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia, too?
And will the Wall Street Journal editorialize to the same effect?
The Wall Street Journal has not endorsed a candidate since Herbert Hoover, and we will not repeat that mistake.
Brett Stevens, Anne-Marie Slaughter, Vali Nassif, Peter Beinart, thank you.
You know, that is just listening to Brett Stevens. Again, I think that that is the essence of what people find attractive about Donald Trump. For this guy to be telling people to, you know, and he's probably one of these guys who he never gets out of Washington, D.C. He's in his little Washington, D.C. bubble of people who think just like he does. And he may step outside of that little bubble every now and then to go to Chicago or to go to L.A. But other than that, you know, the rest of the nation, the rest of these, the great unwashed, the rest of these masses of people, you know, the great unwashed, these Neanderthals in flyover country who are voting for Donald Trump and who are supporting him, they need to be taught a lesson because they're too stupid. They're too stupid to know who to vote for and who is best to run the country. Don't they know that Jeb Bush or Mitt Romney or John McCain is a much more ideal candidate than Donald Trump? Because they will not rock the boat. They will not rock the status quo. They will go on and they will keep being defeated like Republicans should be defeated forever and ever and ever and a day. You know, it's amazing that someone would be so arrogant and so – I can't even find the words – that someone would actually say that these people need – that. And you know, I think, you know, another thing too is that he's forgetting – these are average American people. These are average American people that you meet on the street. They're construction workers. There's nurses. They're teachers. They're IT guys. They're the people that you and I interact with every day in our everyday lives. Those are the people that he's talking about. Well, the people that Brett Stevens is talking about, he's calling them stupid. He's basically saying to you and I that we are too stupid to pick a viable candidate. And it's not just the Brett Stevenses of the world. It's that snobby elite Washington DC, we have no use for flyover country and the rest of those knuckle draggers who are inhabiting flyover country. We don't have any use for them because they're just too stupid. They can't pick a candidate. They need us. They need intellectuals. They need highbrow intellectual Washington DC types to pick our candidate. And I don't know, it's funny because while Brett Stevens thinks that the rest of the country doesn't have a clue, Brett Stevens and the rest of his ilk really are the ones that have no clue. And what they have no clue about is they're helping Donald Trump. They're illustrating Donald Trump's point for him. You know, they should be getting a paycheck from Donald Trump because they are assisting in his nomination. They are assisting his campaign by coming out and actually saying things like the Republican Party, Republicans need to be taught a lesson. You know, the fact that, and you know what, you can think that, that's fine. You can think whatever you want. But the fact that somebody would come out and actually say that is just – it's so unbelievable to me because it's – you know, and we've suspected for so long that those types are out there, that those are the types who are – those are the guys that are running the Republican Party. Those are the head guys. Those are the head honchos. Those are the big G's that are running the establishment GOP. They're the Brett Stevenses of the world. They're the Jeb Bushes. They're the Mitt Romneys. They're the Bill Kristols, and I'm going to get to him in a minute. But, you know, they just – you know, they love to go on and on and on about candidates being out of touch. I can't think of anything more out of touch than to be, looking down on the knuckle draggers that live in flyover country and declaring that they need to be taught a lesson. It's just – it's unbelievable to me. And, you know, ironically enough, too, I think that, you know, conservatives and Republicans have forever had an adversarial relationship with the mainstream media because we know that the majority of them are Democrats. We know that the majority of them are are out to assist Democrats in getting elected. We know that their agenda is to make Republicans and conservatives, especially conservatives, because we know now that there's a difference between Republicans and conservatives, but that's a whole other debate for a whole other day. We know that their basic agenda is A, to assist Democrats to victory, and B, to make conservatives look as bad as possible. And for so long, we have wished for someone, for a candidate who wouldn't just sit back and take it. And, you know, I think it's long been the school of thought that, you know, well, if we just ignore it, if we don't give it any credence, we don't give it any time, then it's just going to go away. Well, haven't we not learned in the past, you know, 25, 30 years that it's not going away? In fact, not only is it not going away, it's just getting worse. Because while they're not, while the media types, those people there, while they're not being, when they're not being challenged, it emboldens them. And so this week, one of the things, you know, I think that, well, I'll put it this way. For anybody who heard and or watched Donald Trump take some stabs at the media this week, it has been, it was refreshing. It got a chuckle out of some of us, and it's exactly what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for someone to stop being nice. And you know what? I've been saying that for a while. When we've had all of these, again, the Mitt Romneys, the John McCains, the Lindsey Grahams, the all of these wishy-washy, mushy Republicans who, when and even George W. Bush to an extent, all of these wishy-washy, squishy, mushy Republicans who, when they're attacked by liberals and by Democrats, they don't do anything. They don't counter it. And so it's that thing that if you allow someone to keep saying something over and over and over and over again, and you don't challenge them on it, the more people hear that and they hear it go unchallenged, the more they're going to believe it. Well, Trump's had enough, and I think that there was probably people all over the nation cheering this. But this was in regards to money that Donald Trump had raised for veterans groups. And, well, you know, you can argue about whether the amounts are differing from what he said versus what he raised. To me, you know, when you're going to argue 6-point-something million versus 5-point-something million, it's not really about the amount to me. It's the fact that he did it. When you're talking that kind of money, I mean, the fact whether he gave $6 million or whether he gave $5 million, he gave that amount of money to veterans organizations. How much money has Hillary Clinton? How much money has the Clinton Foundation given to military and veterans organization? I believe the number I heard was about $70,000. Really? Again, that just solidifies conservatives what we have suspected all along about liberal Democrats, and that is that they loathe the military until they need a photo op with them. Then they're okay. But any other time, not so much. But Donald Trump held this press conference in regards to this. Not only were the media saying that, you know, talking about a dispute between the amount of money that was given, they were disputing whether or not he had done it at all. And, you know, we've all endured. We've put up with the media and what they do and why they do it. We know they do it, and we've all had enough. But you know, most of us out here don't have the means to call him out. Well, Donald Trump does now, and he did so.
I think you've set a new bar today for being contentious with the press corps, kind of calling us losers to our faces and all that.
No, not all of you, just many of you.
All right, fine. Enough of us. Is this what?
Not you, David.
Is this what it's going to be like covering
yeah,
you if you're president?
Yeah, it is. Let me tell you.
We're going to have this kind of confrontation
in
the press room.
Okay, yeah, it is going to be like this, David. If the press writes false stories, like they did with this, because, you know, half of you are amazed that I raised all of this money. If the press writes false stories like they did, where I wanted to keep a low profile, I didn't want the credit for raising all this money for the vets. I wasn't looking for the credit. And by the way, more money is coming in. I wasn't looking for the credit. But I had no choice but to do this because the press was saying I didn't raise any money for them. Not only did I raise it, much of it was given a long time ago. And there is a vetting process, and I think you understand that. But when I raise almost $6 million, and probably in the end we'll raise more than six, because more is going to come in and is coming in. But when I raise $5.6 million as of today, more is coming in. And I this is going to phenomenal groups, and I have many of these people vetting the people that are getting the money and working hard. And then we have to read probably libelous stories, or certainly close, in the newspapers. And the people know the stories are false. I'm going to continue to attack the press. Look, I find the press to be extremely dishonest. I find the political press to be unbelievably dishonest. I will say that. Okay, thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The best part of that was at the beginning when the one guy says, is this how it's going to be when you're the president? Is this you've set a new low in the standard of how you talk about the media? Is this how contentious it's going to be when you're the president? Yes it is. I myself just that was the best. And you know, this is so for those media types, it's a moment where they're going, what do you mean? They are so not used to being called out. They are so not used to having their own behavior and their own tactics and their own agenda called into question. And it's just, I cannot believe that there weren't people all over the nation cheering that, because again, we know at Republicans and conservatives, when it comes to the mainstream media, we know who they are. We know what they are. We know what they do. We know why they do it. And, you know, in the last 7 years, at least I think personally, in the last 7 years that they don't even feel like that they have to hide it anymore. Why not? The president is on their side. And I looked for this all over and couldn't find it. I don't know why. I don't know if anybody heard the president giving a speech this week in Elkhart, Indiana, where he blamed Fox News, he blamed conservative talk radio, you know, and basically he said just what I said a couple of minutes ago. Well, if you keep repeating a lie over and over and over again, people are going to believe it. Well, every statistic that he gave about his record was wrong, and there are plenty of other statistics to back that fact up that he is wrong. And you know, it was so, I think he's got to be one of the most thin-skinned presidents we have ever had, at least in my lifetime he is. And here's the thing, he's not only, pardon my language, I know this is the family hour, he's pissed off that other people dare to have a different opinion than he does. And not only is he pissed off that they dare to have a different opinion, they actually say it out loud to other people and convince other people that they're right. That drives him crazy. How dare you have a different opinion than I am? Don't you know my opinion is right? Don't you know my opinion is correct? That's the first thing that ticks him off, is that people have the nerve to think that he is wrong. He's Barack Obama. He's the king. He is all-seeing, all-knowing, and how dare you have a difference of opinion? And not only that, also think, too. I think that Barack Obama and the rest of the Democrats are looking at the and whether you love them or hate them, I think you have to admit to this. They are looking at the excitement. They're looking at the energy generated by Donald Trump's campaign, and they know that Hillary Clinton doesn't have it. They know she doesn't have it, and they know she's not going to get it. Oh, sure, she's going to get the nomination because they rigged the whole system for her with the whole superdelegates and all that. California right now, very quickly, I have to go to break here in a minute. California is virtually neck and neck between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Every poll I have seen is well within the margin of error, and there are a lot of people who are saying that it is quite possible that Hillary Clinton could lose California. That's going to be big. That's going to be, in the words of Donald Trump, that's going to be huge. But, you know, even if she loses it, she's still going to get the delegates, and she's still going to get the nomination. And again, I've been saying for weeks, how did Bernie Sanders not know that this system was rigged? He had to know. He had to know that this was more or less a coronation of Hillary Clinton. It's her turn. But again, like I said earlier, I love it. I love the fact that he's not going away. And he has said, I'm here for the duration. I'm here until the last vote is counted. You know what? Good for you, Bernie. You know what? There's not a thing that I agree with Bernie Sanders on, but you hang around and you keep giving Hillary Clinton hell. You keep making her life a living hell, because by God, I am all for anybody who is making their life a living hell. But that's the only reason I would, you know, like anything that Bernie Sanders does, because if he is making Hillary Clinton's life a living hell, that is a good thing. I am going to take another short break. You are listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And thank you, everybody, for bearing with us all as we go through these working out the bugs and all the growing pains that are going to grow into Red Nation Rising Radio starting July 4th. But don't go anywhere. I still got a ton of stuff to get to, and we'll try to squeeze in as much as we can. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Conservative Cauldron Radio.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. Again, 800-631-9123.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-926-4501. 800-926-4501. 800-926-4501. 800-926-4501.
Hi there, I'm Slammin' Sam Myers, and I would like to invite you to listen to Fun, Exciting Oldies The Fox. It's an internet radio station that is like nothing else you've ever heard before. Most classic hit stations have a music library of 500 or maybe 1,000 songs. The Fox Oldies has several thousand. We play songs that radio has forgotten. My favorite thing to hear is I haven't heard that song in years. You'll hear music from the 50s like Elvis Presley, and every once in a while a current song that adults enjoy like Uptown Funk. It's real heavy on the music from 1970 to 1981. Tune in to www.thefoxoldies.com. Tune in, and I promise you, you're going to hear something within an hour that you have not heard in a very, very long time. That's what the Fox Oldies specializes in. It's music that will put a smile on your face. And music that does not have to be censored. It's fun, exciting oldies. The Fox at www.thefoxoldies.com.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly
and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands.
You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the right now company, General Steel.
800-398-8309, 800-398-8309, 800-398-8309. That's 800-398-8309.
We're back. You're listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I am Becky Noble. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with me today and being part of our big announcement about Conservative Radio Network teaming up with Red Nation Rising Radio Network. And it's going to be, as Donald Trump would say, starting July 4th, it's going to be huge. But got a couple quickie things here before we have to get out of here. Of course, last weekend, Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol tweeted out that there was going to be a formidable third-party candidate to run against Donald Trump. And what has emerged is a guy named David French, I believe. And he has – oh, here it is. I have a stack of stuff. He is a National Review columnist, and he is has been Bill Kristol has been seeking to find a viable third party nominee to run against Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. In a column that is predated June the 6th, Kristol compared this year's election process to Argentina, calling the current list of candidates, quote, a self-righteous socialist who's learned nothing in 50 years except how to rally the economically illiterate and uninformed, an heir to wealth who's done nothing impressive in 50 years except to hone his skills as a self-promoter and demagogue, and an insider who's climbed the greasy pole alongside her husband, enriching herself and her family through 50 years of, quote, public service. Aside from what he said about Hillary Clinton there, again, another elitist snob example. This is exactly what people are tired of coming out of Washington. David French is 40-something. He is a best-selling author and an attorney and a combat veteran in Iraq. Bill Kristol went on to say here, I happen to know David French. To say that he would be a better and more responsible president than Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump is to state a truth that would become self-evident as more Americans got to know him, because he obviously has no name recognition. Nobody knows who this guy is. French is a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. According to the website of National Review, he is a constitutional lawyer, a recipient of the Bronze Star, and an author of several books, who lives in Columbia, Tennessee with his wife Nancy and three children. Reached in Israel late Tuesday afternoon, Kristol declined to comment on his efforts to induce French to run. The two Republicans confirmed that French is open to launching a bid, but that he has not made a final decision. One of the Republicans added that French has not lined up a vice presidential running mate or significant financial support. According to one person deeply involved in the effort to recruit an independent challenger, the search is focused on individuals who have one or more of the following three traits seen as vital for credibly launching such a bid. Fame, okay, yeah, he doesn't have that. Vast wealth, okay, probably not like Mitt Romney money or anything like that, or Donald Trump money. And elective experience, okay, he has none of that either. So how exactly is he in the running here? Reached by phone Tuesday evening, French declined to answer questions about any possible run. Way to go, Billy boy. Way to go, Kristol. Yeah, that's great. Again, I have another thing here, and this is kind of related to presidential election issues. Illegal immigration has risen 57% in less than 2 years. The number of illegal immigrants rose to at least 550,000 in 2014 and 2015, an increase from 350,000 in 2012 and 2013. This is according to an analysis from the Center for Immigration Studies. The increase includes new arrivals from countries in Latin America other than Mexico. More immigrants came from South Asia, such as Pakistan and India, and East Asia, such as China and Vietnam. Another analysis indicated that more than 61 million immigrants and their American-born children under 18 now live in the U.S. In 1970, that number was 13.5 million. The last time immigration approached the 3.1 million mark was in 2000 and 2001. This is according to the report. Most of the charts in the analysis apparently point to immigration being on a steady rise. So again, immigration is it's going to be a key election issue, and it's something that Donald Trump has been pounding the desk on since he announced his run for the presidency, and that cements the fact that illegal immigration, there needs to be something done about it. There needs to be something done in a hurry. But very quickly, before I get out of here. This story is about a week old, but a California woman was rescued from inside her home's chimney after she lost her house keys. Anna Moreno of Pomona was coming home from a friend's house Friday when she realized she couldn't get inside. That's when she made the ill-advised decision to gain entry Santa Claus style. I guess she forgot her keys and she thought she was skinny enough to fit in the chimney, Anna's sister Ivana Moreno told KCBS. Luckily, neighbors heard Moreno's screams for help and called authorities. L.A. County fire officials arrived and began the process of getting Moreno out one brick at a time. Moreno was finally pulled out, covered in soot, after 5 hours. She was taken to an area hospital where she was treated for minor injuries and released Friday night. While most people might see the dangers of wiggling down a chimney, people get stuck in them surprisingly often. Just 2 days before Moreno's ordeal, 29-year-old Jordan Kajewski was charged with trespassing after firefighters cut him out of a chimney in Iowa, authorities said. Kajewski claimed he had been playing hide-and-seek with his cousin. You know what, people? Don't try to get in your house from the chimney. It's for Santa Claus. It's for professionals only. So please don't try this at home. Anyway, that is it for me today. I am out of here. Please go to theconservativecauldron.blogspot.com. Also, Politichick's going to try to have something new going on there pretty soon. Politichick's.com. Facebook.com/Becky Noble and on Twitter @PatriotWitch. And of course, please check out rebroadcasts at conservativeradionetwork.com, 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday Central Time. Everyone have a fantastic weekend, and I will see you next time.